This is True Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Birkinis. All the news you're about to hear is true, really, as far as you know.
Swaziland will ban mini skirts in schools to try to halt the spread of AIDS.
Yeah, a longer skirt will often block the AIDS rays from...
The aim is to put a stop to sexual relationships between teachers and their female pupils in a country where at least a quarter of the population is infected with the disease.
Excuse me, why don't they just punish the teachers that are having sexual relationships with
kids? That would be...
Maybe get rid of them.
See? Schoolgirls are widely blamed for enticing teachers with their short skirts.
Oh, so it's the girls' fault that
go back
the teacher
to answer A again.
Abuses them. Yeah. Good, good. That's a good idea.
The ban will go into effect next year, and schoolgirls 10 years and older will be required to wear knee-length skirts.
10 years and older. That's scary.
They face expulsion if they should breach the ban. It was, if you remember, 1969, Swaziland banned all miniskirts for morality reasons, but the order lapsed because it was difficult for police to, you know, actually enforce the dress codes in public.
Mm-hmm.
A ban in schools, they think, will be easier.
A sizzling heat wave has killed 12 people in Turkey, saved the life of a would-be suicide. Depressed by marriage problems, Hulya Kirkler stood atop a cliff, ready to hurl herself to her death. After 3 hours, as police pleaded with her not to jump, she fainted in the 111-degree heat and collapsed on the edge of the cliff. When she came to, she asked, "Aren't I dead?" He said, "No, ma'am, but you are in hell."
Greek police have begun patrolling hospitals to arrest any staff, patients, or visitors caught
in mini skirts in Swaziland
smoking. Greek police are actually patrolling hospitals now to arrest staff, patients, or visitors who are smoking in hospitals. Angry at the persistent smoking there, the health ministry issued a decree saying anyone caught smoking in a hospital would be arrested and shot in the head.
And forced to pronounce Siebert as Siebert.
That's it. Or they'd be taken straight to court for a summary trial. Television showed uniformed police walking through the large Athens Evangelismos Hospital corridors on the first day of the decree's enforcement. Offenders face fines at the discretion of the judge. Greece has the highest per capita cigarette consumption in the European Union.
Banned Canadian sprinter Ben Johnson raced again. But the prize was not a medal, it was his wallet with $4,736 in it.
Yeah.
38-year-old said he'd been robbed by gypsies who distracted him as he was walking down Rome's elegant Via Veneto to go to change some money. He says a woman and a girl of around 10 years...
Who will not be wearing
miniskirts
in Swaziland next year.
Came up to him while he was on his way to the bank. While the child distracted him by asking for money for food, the woman slipped her hand in his pocket and stole his wallet. The former 100-meter world record holder, with the help of drugs, sprinted after the thieves and caught the girl. But the woman managed to do what many world-class athletes couldn't, out-sprint him.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Johnson called the police to report the stolen wallet. And demand more injections. I should be able to capture a gypsy woman.
You've been listening to This Is True Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Birkinis.
Send email to lightspeedtitr@hotmail.com.